Who or what is the Holy Spirit? To explain this, I would like to use Jesus the Christ as the example. And from there, we can easily accept the reality of who or what is our direct, individualized, and personalized ultimate and final link to God. The generic term we understand this to be is the Holy Spirit. Jesus' spirit name is Lord Jesus Kumara. When he incarnated onto earth, he was given the birth name of Yeshua ben Joseph by his immediate family. But those of his extended family and friends who knew him well as a young man also called him Emmanuel. For the purpose of his life's work, he was given the name of Jesus the Christ. If we look at the image below, we must first visualize or imagine that the depiction of the male and female images actually are the potential merging and absolute balance of our human physical selves. The higher self, our higher mental body or guardian angel as depicted above, are the intermediate communication links, personified images. And then there is the unification, or the Holy Spirit represented by our twin rays. Remember that even though the representations are given as male and female, they are indeed neither and are fully balanced within each of themselves. The Holy Spirit, or the combination of our twin ray over lighting selves, are our individualized and personalized connection to the God, prime creator, the great central sun, and our whom our highest calling can reach at this time. The voice of God, then, is the voice of our own twin rays who speak to us as the Holy Spirit on behalf of God. God is not a personalization of our human thought forms, but the Holy Spirit as our twin rays is. It is simply because that is how we humans see things. We give everything a personalization so that we can actually relate to them. It is just human nature. Our twin rays are the composite balance of the all that is and remain within the realms of absolute reality with direct access to the all that is God's love and truth and wisdom. Yet they are able, once our physical human consciousness is raised high enough in vibrational frequency, to speak to us. The twin rays, Holy Spirit, either individually or unified, is that small inner voice we hear so much about. The voice of God deep within our being. So our real self is the Holy Spirit of the Son of God. All human beings upon the planet, regardless of gender, has their own Holy Spirit orientation. The Holy Spirit is not one, but many, yet is one held within the unity consciousness, that of the Christ consciousness of the divine prime creator. As depicted in the image as the unified heart of God below, also personalized in this image for easier understanding. Therefore, the twin rays, the unification of the personalized energies of both rays, can be called the Holy Spirit, the essence of Father, Mother, God, that overlights each human being with the energies required for the fulfillment of the individual's divine plan on earth, that of the Christ attainment within the world of form. This holy fire of the Holy Spirit is communicative of the highest good from the center of God throughout all creation. It sets the matrix for the whole man to be made whole again. In other words, for man or woman to return to his source and God-given right as a full creator being. If you truly wish to know who you really are, then begin the journey at your first opportunity in earnest to make the link directly to your twin rays, your Holy Spirit. By finding out who they are, you will potentially learn very quickly who you are by acknowledging all of their higher virtues, qualities, and characteristics. May your journey to this discovery be a joyous and happy one. I am you are, the light of God, Peter.